Tell me some things about you growing up in Indonesia. How were things like?
It was really different from the United States, because they got, like, when I went to my uncle's birthday, went to this mall, and there was a roller coaster inside the mall, and the mall is pretty huge, because, of course, there's going to be roller coasters and all. But, yeah, like, when I go home after school or anywhere I go to in Indonesia, every time we stop in this red light, there's always people going up to your car, like, selling, like, food, like, vendors and stuff. And sometimes there's clown for entertainment, looking for getting some money. But what's really sad there is sometimes you see little kids running up to you in the red light and start singing to you, clapping or dancing, just to get some money for their parents. And the mom is always waiting in the corner for the kids to collect money. And I think that's really sad. And then, like, in Indonesia, there's, when you drive, you're always supposed to have tinted windows. And you can't talk on a cell phone on a red light, because people will go to your car, knock on the window, ask for the cell phone. And if you don't, then they'll break your car, they'll break the window, they'll do horrible things to you. It's really sad there. And I remember when I went eating in Indonesia, and near the corner, there's people selling bootleg videos, so it's pretty cool. Because in Indonesia, they have movies that in America they didn't have yet. Like, when I went there, they had Finding Nemo out, but when I went back, Finding Nemo wasn't out until 3 months later, so I think that was pretty cool. Because, yeah, I was a cool kid who had the new movies. And if you get pulled over by the cops, like, they'll give you a ticket, but if you give them money, they'll throw away the ticket. So it's basically, in Indonesia, you have to bribe to get away from things. Or if you want something like a parking spot, you have to give them money, and they'll give it to you. And their main sport in Indonesia is badminton. It's really like basketball, because they're in the United States, they're really good in basketball, but in Indonesia, their best sport and they're good at is in badminton. Like, you get to choose between, when you're a teenager, like when you're 12 through 17, you get to choose between badminton or school, because since in Indonesia that's their main sport, they still want to be good at it. So if you choose badminton, every day you wake up, you train, you eat, train, sleep, next morning you train, because they want to be the very best. Or if you pick school, you go to school for that day, and then just like carry school. But yeah, and in Indonesia the money is different from America, because over there money is more, I mean, is less than America, because it's rupiahs. And I remember when I was in the streets, it's legal for kids to smoke and drink in any age. So you could be 10 or 9 or 11, and you could be smoking and drinking, and cops won't do anything.